Here's the Marketplace Index for Tuesday the 27th. I'm David Brancaccio. It's a new program to look at what's driving today's markets and what this says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average went up 146 points, a rise of 1.3% to close at 11,190. Probably shouldn't mention the Dow had been up 325 points earlier, but things fizzled some as the day wore on. Some investors today got the hunger to take on some risk, in part because they see patches where the storm clouds over Europe didn't seem quite as thick. The S&P 500 up 12 points, 1.1%. NASDAQ Composite up 30 points, 1.2%. The 10-year bond yield is up to 1.98%. Europe is getting a grip on its financial crisis. That is not a provable statement, but many financial market players today chose to believe, despite word late today of renewed splits in Germany and around Europe about what to do next about Greece and its debt. It's a view that may be divorced from the real economy. James Paulson at Wells Capital Management looks at the Dow, or the S&P 500, moving up to 1175 today, and asks some deeper questions.
Yeah, it's a lot of green on the screen. I don't know if you can get too excited about the market being at 1,200 any more than you should be depressed when it's at 1,100 in the S&P 500, because I think we really got is a lot of volatility here, and it's not very meaningful within that range.
Well, you want to hear my theory that investors took some kind of prescription pill that treats restless Europe syndrome, because suddenly today people think Europe's over.
Well, I don't think between now and year end whether the market breaks to the upside or the downside is going to be determined by European news. It's not going to be determined by Fed action. It won't be determined by President's jobs bill or by the upcoming Take Two debate on the debt ceiling. Ultimately, what's going to determine which way we break out, and I think it will get determined here in the next couple months, is going to be data coming on Main Street in the United States. In other words, I think it's going to be determined by what put us into this panic, and that was the chance that the U.S. is headed for a recession. If it's not, then I think we're going to come roaring back. If we are truly in recession, then we've got more downside. And I think that's ultimately what's going to determine it. In the meantime, on any given day, we're going to be jostled around quite a bit by news hitting the wires, but I'm not sure that's what's most important for investors. They should make a decision. If you want to buy down here, if you don't think we have a recession, I think you're going to feel pretty good that you bought something 6-9 months from now. If you think you're going to have a recession, then you ought to be out of the market now. So that's kind of the decision in my view.
Jim Paulson is chief investment strategist at Wells Capital Management. As for the real U.S. economy, home prices are still weak. S&P Case-Shiller looks at prices in the top 20 cities. Home prices are up 4 months in a row, but still down more than 4% over the last year. The city with the biggest increase in July, Detroit. Biggest home price drop, Vegas. And now here's the Daily Pulse, where we check the heart rate of the U.S. economy via a daily alternative indicator. The investment giant Goldman Sachs said a couple months ago that it would be making some deep cuts in its operations. We see in Dealbook at the New York Times today that those cuts are going deeper than they've gone before. Goldman is reducing the size of its drinking cups from 12 ounces to 10, and supposedly saving thousands of dollars in the process. You can read more about those and other Goldman cuts and see how we're monitoring the pulse of the economy at marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio in New York with the Marketplace Index on APM, American Public Media.